Hare Krishna.
Welcome to this episode of the Kartik Inspirations. Today we will hear about Giridhari Lal, a saint who was clearly different from anyone you have met. It's said that tears of saints for their beloved Lord fall to the ground so that their footsteps become distinctly visible for us, and then we can follow their path. As long as I can remember visiting Radhakund, I always saw a sadhu. He had white hair even in young days, and he would sometimes walk in front of me, and I would regularly overtake him and look around, and he always had these faraway eyes, and sometimes he would talk to someone whom I did not see. In his later years, I would see him sitting at Gopi Kuva, the well of Raghunath Goswami, handing out Charanamrita from a Giriraj Shila, a big Giriraj Shila, whom he would worship with love and devotion. And he had all these far away looks in his eyes, a far away expression. He would sit and chant, and sometimes he would also get fiery, as if he was chastising someone. He would talk, but we didn't see anyone. I was reminded always of Gaurkishore Das Babaji. Once, when he went begging for his noon meal, some boys came and pelted him with stones, and he then got fiery and said, "Krishna, if you don't stop throwing stones at me, I will go and complain with Mother Yashoda." This saintly person, Giridhari Lal, got up before sunrise. He would take his bath in Radhakund every day, even the cold winter or the foggy season. He would then go and do his worship, and all day you would see him somewhere at Radhakund looking with this far away expression in his life. Yesterday, one of his, I believe, three sons came to me sobbing and said, "Maharaj, my pita, my father, Giridhari Lal, has left us. He was lying one day down and he said, "I will get up in the other world, the eternal spiritual world." And then sometimes later he left this body. Yes, the saints have their eyes fixed on another reality. They are not so interested in the temporary things of this world. They look with faraway eyes into the spiritual kingdom. Welcome to our next Kartik Inspirations.